Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. Governments at all levels are operating in an era of fiscal austerity. Though revenues may be falling, demand for critical services continue. Within this new reality, government executives are confronted with very difficult choices that go to the heart of effective public management. As we continue to engage government executives who are changing the way government does business, we are here in New York City. The New York City Department of Homeless Services oversees one of the most comprehensive shelter systems in the nation, bringing real support to homeless New Yorkers when they need it most. While providing shelter and services to those in need is critical, the city has sought to go beyond simply managing to ending homelessness, especially chronic homelessness, creating viable permanent solutions, enhancing support systems, and ultimately transitioning those seeking assistance from shelters to self-sufficiency. What is New York City doing to prevent chronic homelessness? How is the city working to transition homeless New Yorkers from shelters to self-sufficiency? And how is the city using common sense approaches to make a difference where it counts? We'll explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Seth Diamond, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Homeless Services. Seth, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you.
Great. Thanks very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Before we delve into specific initiatives, I'd like to learn more about the agency, the New York City Department of Homeless Services. What's the history and mission of the agency?
Well, a relatively new agency in city terms, been around since about the mid-90s, so almost 20 years. And it really was created to focus city resources very intensively on the homelessness issue. And we have three main parts to our agency. The largest part, and perhaps the most well-known, is dealing with the city shelter system, working with 90 or so not-for-profit agencies, administer shelter in about 250 locations throughout New York City. And on a typical night this time of year, last night, for example, about 40,000 New Yorkers who had no other alternatives stayed in one of our shelters, a combination of single adults, meaning people with no children, and the families. That part touches communities throughout the city because we have shelters in almost every neighborhood in New York. But for most New Yorkers, they're not aware that there's a shelter in their community. And I think that's a tribute to the not-for-profit organizations we work with and to the people at the Department of Homeless Services that we blend into communities, that we work effectively with communities, and that we're a partner in the neighborhoods that we're in.
With an important and critical mission like that, could you give us a sense of the operational footprint of the agency, size of the budget, location? How large is the sector that you operate?
Well, we have about 2,000 governmental employees working with us, working for us. And of those, about a quarter, the largest single part, are security. And they do security in shelters and in our intake facilities where people come, because we always need to maintain a safe and secure presence throughout the city that we operate. The other staff, some of them work in what we call directly operated sites. The agency administers, as I say, to about 250 shelters. The overwhelming number are done by not-for-profit organizations with which we have contracts, but about 10 of them are directly run with governmental employees of the department. So a lot of staff work in those facilities. Those are 24-hour operations. And then we also operate intake facilities, where people come to access or apply for shelter. Those are also 7-day-a-week, 24-hour operations. And then we have a small contingent of administrative staff. So we have about an $800 million budget. Almost 90% of that goes to not-for-profit providers who provide the services and run the shelters, and then the rest go to the governmental staff that I mentioned.
So what about your role and leadership of DHS? Could you tell us a little bit about some of your specific responsibilities and what the week or a month or a day in the life of the commissioner is like?
Well, it's a very important role, obviously. You realize when you have a job like this, and I've been privileged to have it for about 2 years now, what it means to be the leader of the agency, and that you are the public face of the agency. The comments that you make, what you say, both internally and externally, have great significance. And so you always have to be conscious of your role. You're the person that is talking to New Yorkers about homelessness, you're about the problem, about the solutions, about what your department is doing, and you're the person who's looked to for answers on these very critical issues. And within the city government, you're also obviously responsible for not only developing policies, but advocating for your department, making sure the mayor and the deputy mayor and the other key figures are aware of key issues. So you really have to have knowledge of what's going on. You can't obviously know all the detail, but you have to have knowledge of all the important issues that are in your department, and especially things that may become visible or noticeable to the press. So one of the things that's very important is to make sure that you're in touch with your agency, that you're meeting regularly with people, that you're gathering information, and that you have a good awareness and that people are comfortable reporting to you because, again, you're the person that is going to be conveying that information. It's also obviously a very important management job. You manage 2,000 employees, and that could be, no matter homelessness or whatever the subject, city agencies are big management challenges. You are dealing with employees and unions and rules and structure, and you have to learn that you how to navigate that and how to be effective in that kind of environment. It's similar in many ways to managing anywhere, but governmental managing has its own particular challenges because of the restrictions and the bureaucracy can be difficult. And it helps to know the system. That's one place where, having worked in New York City government for a while, I think you have a bit of an advantage because you know some of the rules and how to navigate them and where to call and where to go to get the problems addressed. You know, you're also dealing with a number of governmental partners. We deal with other city agencies. We're one agency of among dozens that are part of New York City government, but we are all, in a sense, working together. And so we need to work with our sister agencies effectively, have to develop relationships there. They can help us, certainly, in accomplishing our goals, but we're also working together very collaboratively, hopefully, on accomplishing things. So, you know, the typical day is incredibly varied and incredibly exciting, and I always try and make sure that I realize how much of a privilege it is to be doing it every day. And in a typical day, we'd be dealing with city council members on concerns they have or shelters we may be building. You'd be meeting, of course, internally with staff to be briefed on any issue, which could be as varied as how we're going to get a contract in place for a critical service, to how we're going to design a new initiative that we hope will significantly transform the system. You're also dealing with the press very often. We have a very high amount of press interest in what we're doing, some of it about particular neighborhood concerns about shelters, and some of it much broader concerns about homelessness policy and what we should be doing. New York is also seen as a leader in homelessness policy throughout the country, so we get inquiries not just from New York-based media, but from media throughout the country. So we have a whole range of policies that we're asked about, some of which, again, directly affect New York City, but some of them have national implications.
Seth, with such an important mission and an expansive portfolio of services that you offer, what are your top three challenges that you face in your position, and how have you sought to address them?
Well, one of the things that we really have tried to do a lot of more in recent years is to prevent homelessness before it occurs. There are, in New York City, thousands of people who are in precarious housing situations and have difficulty at any one point in time with their housing. Some of those people could come into shelter, and some of those people, if we work with them early enough in the process, will be able to sustain themselves in the community. And so we're always looking for what are the critical issues that make people who are in these difficult situations come into shelter, and are there things we can put in place that will help them stay in the community, stay in their housing, and not have to access the shelter system. The shelter system is available and, of course, needs to be there for people, but it's a very expensive resource for the city. It costs, on average, about $3,000 a month to keep a household in shelter, and also can be very disruptive for families. Particularly, children may have to leave school or move to different places. Their community ties may be disrupted to some extent. So our priority is to keep families out of shelter and in the community, but we're always confronted with how do we identify which families are potentially at risk and how do we put services in place that can help them. We've tried to do a lot of work in this area. It's been one of the fields that has been emerging both in New York and nationally called prevention, which is how to do services to prevent homelessness ahead of time. So that's a real challenge every day that we face. Another challenge that we come to every day is there are always issues, unfortunately, in the shelter system that come up about the basic management of the shelter. Things like heat might go down, or there might be a security issue at a particular, or elevators out. And our basic challenge is to make sure every one of the 200 facilities we administer is safe and secure every night for the people that live there. So we always have to make sure we have the resources quickly in place. So if the heat goes off at 10 o'clock, we have something we can do to make sure people are not freezing through the night, or if the boiler breaks in a building, or if a pipe breaks and so there's flooding, that we're addressing that very quickly, and that the families are not at risk, and that they're safe and secure every night. So that's very important. And then I guess the other major challenge is always making sure that the public face of the agency conveys the kind of message that we want. I believe very strongly that the most important job of a leader is conveying a very clear and direct leadership message. You always have to do that. You can't do that often enough. It can get difficult in the face of the day-to-day difficulties that you face to keep the focus both internally and externally on what you're trying to accomplish and conveying that. But you have to do that again and again.
Well, I'd like to learn more about you. This is the second time I've had you on the show. It's great to have you back. But when you were here last, you were leading the New York City Family Independence Administration, overseeing one of the largest cash assistance and employment and food stamp program in the city. Would you tell us a little bit more about your career path? And more importantly, how has that previous role prepared you for your current leadership position?
Yeah, I've had the privilege of working in New York City government for almost 25 years at this point. I grew up for most of my young life in New York City and went to high school here. I went to college at Brown University in Rhode Island and law school back in New York City at NYU. And I always wanted to get involved in public service. And I was lucky in the late 80s to go to work for Andrew Stein, who was the city council president at that time and was involved in a whole range of citywide issues. And it gave me really a great exposure to New York City government and the critical issues and the agencies that were involved in running that. After his term ended, I was lucky enough to have an opportunity to go work for Mayor Giuliani at the beginning of his term. And I worked right in City Hall, which was really just a great vantage point. It was the beginning of the administration. He was very much trying to implement a whole new way of governing New York City. And I got to see that really in a firsthand way and participate in that and meet the people who were really trying to struggle with these very difficult issues. One of the issues that we worked on at City Hall was welfare reform. And so there was an opportunity for me in the mid-90s, in 1995, to go work at HRA, which was is the agency that administers the city welfare programs. I had the privilege and the good fortune to be able to stay at HRA for 15 years, which is really unusual in government to have that right. And I was fortunate enough to be able to stay when Mayor Bloomberg became mayor in 2001. And I had different roles, but always maintained oversight and management for the employment programs and the welfare programs in general and the food stamp programs. HRA in some ways was a bigger job in terms of the numbers I supervised. When I left the agency there, I had over 6,000 employees reporting to me. But it was at a level below the commissioner. And one of the things you sort of appreciate is no matter how big your span of supervision, there's a difference between being a subordinate and being the commissioner. One of the things that I really learned from my role at HRA was just how to implement things. I think you have to, especially if you're going to survive in government, you have to learn what's involved in putting an operation in place, how to work with a range of partners, how to make the bureaucracy work for you.
What about the city's strategies to prevent homelessness? We will ask Seth Diamond, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Homeless Services, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.